This is U.S. Study 9.5. It's Drew's Diner, a very special edition. Hello, Brantley Gilbert.
What's going on, brother?
What piece of advice would you go back and give your 10-year-old self, if you could?
That's a good question. Don't take yourself so serious. You ain't that pretty.
I like that. What's the most expensive thing you've ever broken in a fit of rage?
Guitars have got a little bit of my wrath. And then,
yeah?
Yeah, cell phones. Most expensive thing, though. Oh, yeah, I knocked the windshield out of my car one night. I don't know why I was mad at the car. Well, this is back when I was drinking, so it don't really count.
Right. There's a whole other category of those things going on.
That's right.
So we had you in Studio 99.5 this morning that was off the air, and I asked you to tell us about your last tattoo. Can you share that with us again?
Oh, yeah. I got a respect on my chest, across my chest plate, and it's a constant reminder when I look in the mirror in the morning, because there's people throughout the day that kind of test your patience, and just reminds me to, respect. You know, when respect is given and it's received. And it's also, if I'm about to get in a fight or something, I got a bad habit of just taking my shirt off. And, that's just a billboard right there saying, hey, dude, if you don't respect me, you fit into here in about 30 seconds.
See, and you mentioned that earlier this morning, and I still come back to the fact that we're going to see you in the club like Bieber with your shirt off.
No, not Bieber, man. Don't put me in the same sentence as that kid. Somebody needs to take him over their knee, man.
Someone needs to talk to him and let him know that he's living in a world that it's not going to last much longer when he's doing things like that.
I wish he'd try to slap me one time.
When was the last time you were truly scared to death, thinking, oh my God, my heart is pounding. I don't know what to do right now.
I almost got married one time.
You did?
Yeah, that's scary.
How close did you come to getting married?
60 days.
No.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. I learned a lot about being domestic. Mm-hmm. It just ain't for me. Mm-hmm. I'm a biker, man. I had to go back to Georgia.
Your next opportunity to grab Luke Bryan tickets with U.S. Study 9.5 this afternoon at 5:30. Brantley Gilbert is in Drew's Diner today after coming in early this morning to do Studio 99.5 and giving us new country music, letting us hear it before anybody else for a select group of listeners. I'm curious, though, what is the one place in history that you would have liked to have witnessed in person if you could?
Probably the Bonnie and Clyde shootout. I bet that would have been pretty.
With the new video.
Yeah,
for Bottoms Up.
But like the real one where, it went down for real.
Yeah, I think that would have been scary. As long as you're out on the side, you're not involved in it, I think it'd be cool.
Yeah, well, I don't know. I might have laid some cover fire for them. they were surrounded. It was an unfair fight.
I got you. You go.
Yeah.
Well, I'm so thrilled that you were in Studio 99.5 this morning and you're hanging back on the diner today. Is there one particular Brantley song you would like me to play?
Hey, man, why don't you spin Bottoms Up one time? It ain't going to hurt us to have another spin on that thing.
See, I like that, too. Some people be like, I want to play this one. You just lay it out. You're honest. Play my new song.
Yeah.
Well, is there anything you'd like to tell all your fans listening today?
Man, just BG Nation, everybody out there that supported us and still supports us. We got new music heading your way. The album will be out May 20th, I was told yesterday. And
that is a scoop for Chicago. Thank you.
That's right.
Do you have a title yet?
Just As I Am, actually.
Two scoops in one day.
There you go.
That's a pretty great Thursday in my book.
There you go. I'm pretty excited about it, man. We hadn't released a new record in 5 years. So
we've been waiting for it patiently. Very patiently, Brantley, as I'm looking straight into his eyes, saying, we are waiting for it.
You and me both, bro.
Well, we wish you all the success and hope to see you back in town soon.
Yes, sir. Thank y'all so much for having me today. I had a blast, man.
US 99.5.